Hello there. Welcome back to You, Me, and the Podcast. And today it is truly You, Me, and the Podcast. I had some people in my DMs asking me about all of the different questions that they had about modeling. And I thought I had made a video about this, but I guess I hadn't. I guess I did a day in the life. And I wanted to talk to you guys about my journey into modeling, how I got started, and all the different things that had to happen to get me here. So there was a couple of people in my DMs that wanted to know, hey, how'd you get into modeling? I would love to get into modeling. And that is kind of a hard question because I didn't have any sort of formal training into modeling. It was more so I got hit up by one of my friends who was modeling and I kind of got into it. So let me tell you the actual story because I don't think I've ever told the story. Let's paint the picture. It is currently June 2018. I have had one of the worst weeks of my entire life. And I was just feeling in a really, really low place. I had to cut off a lot of relationships and stuff like that. And it was just one of those moments, like that canon moment, that come to Jesus moment almost, of where do I go from here? And I was just feeling lost and I was holed up in my room. And instead of like throwing myself a pity party, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to just sit here. I'm going to try to just clear my mind and not think about anything that I've been going on for the last week. And so I'm sitting there and my phone starts to buzz and I see that it is one of my friends who has texted me. She was like, hey, I have a favor to ask you. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, how can I help you? And so she tells me, she's like, hey, tomorrow I'm doing a shoot with somebody in Manteca and we need a third person and these are the details. Can you make it? And I was like, I don't really want to. And in my head, I kind of was like, why would you want me to come modeling? Why would I want to go? I'm feeling at the lowest of my possible lows. And I kind of went back and forth. I didn't respond to her right away. And I kind of went back and forth and I kind of mulled it over a little bit. And I was like, you know what? The worst that can happen is that I go, I feel really crappy. I come home and I can sleep it off, whatever. And so I tell her, I'm like, hey, like, you know, I can come. And even on, so this is supposed to happen the next day. And even like that, even that evening, I was kind of like, oh, well, maybe not. Maybe I don't want to go. Like, you know, maybe I can cancel. And I was just like, there's a part of me that was like, you know what, just do it. And the reason why this part of me or had this just do it type of mentality was because if we rewind into like 2017, I had an ex who had told me, you'll never become an Instagram model. You'll never become a content creator. And that always stood with me. And I think that always kind of made me more open to opportunities because, again, some of the best things in my life have happened because I'm really petty, but it's more so not because I'm petty, but it's more so because there's a part of me that truly believes whatever this person is telling me. So in the instance with my ex, I was just like, maybe I can't, you know, and for me, that has always been the fuel to do anything that I want to do or that I have some sort of like hesitation of. I'm like, okay, like there's a part of me that's like, just do it because you have to prove your own self wrong. You know what I mean? And so fast forward to 2018, in that moment, I was like, you know what? Honestly, what's the worst that could happen? Nothing really that bad can happen. And so the next morning, I get into my car. I tell my mom, hey, I'm leaving. My mom had her thoughts about me modeling. Let me tell you, my mom was not on board whatsoever. She did not like the fact that I was modeling and that we'll get into that as well. So I tell my mom, I'm like, hey, I'm going and I'll be back in a few hours. So, and it's also summer vacation at this point. I'm not going to classes or anything like that. So it was really like the lowest of the lows because I had nothing going on. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go. I'm just going to get out of the house, right? I'm going to get out of the house, do something, see a friend, get some Taco Bell, come home, and then I can continue. So I go, and I had the most fun time. It was, I think, about an 8-hour shoot, and Let me tell you, I had the most fun time. Artistry by Jasmine did my hair and makeup. And let me tell you, she is phenomenal. She is so phenomenal. And she made me feel so comfortable. And I got to learn so much from her just being there, like just existing. And there was so much like that happened in that shoot. Like some of the people that I met, I still follow to this day. And it was just probably like the best introduction I could have had. It was so low stakes. It was at somebody's house. Like, you know, they had everything ready for me. I just went, I got my makeup done. I literally have never felt prettier. I had literally never felt prettier in my entire life than in that moment. And so I'm like thinking, I'm like, oh, like, you know, this is so much fun. This is so much fun. And my friend Bashgarin was the one that basically introduced me to all of this. And I got to shoot with her, and it was so much fun. And I could not explain to you how that felt. And so at that point, like, collabs were super common. This was like 2018. So collabs are super, super, super common. And so I was like, oh, like, you know, I really like this and I really want to get into this. And I feel like I could be good at it. And I'm a natural born planner. So I was like, I could definitely put things together and I can definitely do something with this. And so I put together a really cool collab with Evotique. And Evotique was honestly a major name. And literally a week later, I did another collab. I got one of my friends, Kieran Beep, to help me and come out. And it was so much fun and it was different and there was just so much that happened. And from there on, it just like kind of snowballed. And I was always the planner. I was always planning all these things. And it just became something that was so easy to do. And along the way, I definitely learned a lot of lessons. There are a lot of vendors that I realized aren't like plus size friendly. And even plus size, I say with like quotations, because I, at that point, was not plus size. I was pretty average size. I would say it was like a medium sized build. And I wore like an average, I think I wore like a 6 to like 8 to like maybe 10, depending on whatever brand it was. So I was pretty average size. And that was always my biggest qualm, was because I'm not plus sized, but there was a lot of, I was shocked by how many people didn't carry like plus sized options or bigger sized or even average size options. And how, if you were like, if you were chestier, like I was always bustier, and like how, if you had boobs, you were kind of out of luck. And so it made me learn a lot about the industry, but I have had so much fun modeling for so many different brands, so many different up and coming artists and creatives. And I've made some lifelong friendships with a lot of people. And again, there's no recipe for how to get there. My biggest advice to anybody who wants to get into modeling is ask. Always ask. Ask clothing brands, ask makeup artists, whoever. I had a lot of people who were up and coming that needed collaborations to kind of help. And at that point, especially in California, which is where I'm based, there was a lot of people who just like everybody came together, everybody collabed, and then you moved forward because it was the easiest way to get onto other people's algorithm. And honestly, like that very first collab that I ever did actually ended up on Pinterest. And it was such a surreal moment because people were sending me this was like a week and a half later, and people were sending me screenshots of me on their Pinterest board, or like on their Pinterest like homepage. And it was just the coolest experience ever, and I will never forget it because it was honestly everything that I needed, like the perfect push that I needed to just go for it. And it came at such a perfect time, and I feel like that's what divine timing is all about as well. Is like, I had literally had one of the roughest moments of my life, and it's like as soon as I let all of those things go is when I started modeling. And I feel like perfect time, like divine timing. I could do a whole episode, a whole hour long rant on divine timing and how important it is to be at the right place, right time type of thing. But modeling taught me so much. And honestly, I got to meet so many different people. As somebody who's such a natural born planner, putting together and finding vendors that wouldn't necessarily be part of like the, like I started off with a very like Punjabi, very niche Punjabi Indian bridal wear. And it kind of expanded into like more people who were from different states of India to different photographers, to photographers who had no exposure in this industry. And I really got to see a lot of people just like from the very beginning, infant stages, to being an actual like business and everything. And so some of my favorite memories were made during that time period. And I did so many collabs. I remember one month I had a collab. I think I did 6 or 7 collabs in 1 month, which is a lot. And I remember there was this one period where I did, I think in 14 days, I did 10 collabs. So I was constantly traveling because it was so much fun. I got to do so many different things. And honestly, one of my favorite, like some of my favorite people to work with, I can't even say, oh, this is my like most favorite shoot, because I really don't have one. I don't have a single shoot where I was like, oh my God, this is my favorite. Nothing's ever going to top this, because every single time, I can tell you this, like every single artist that ever graced my face was phenomenal. Like I can't even like tell you, oh, like this was the best, because honestly so many people have done such phenomenal jobs on doing my makeup. Some call out, I would say Artistry by Jasmine is such an amazing artist. Her style is, it's very earthy and I love it, and every time she's done my makeup, I'm chef's kiss. I've never felt prettier. Kissed by Car is probably the best like base, and like the best like bronzy shimmery eye, the just such a phenomenal altogether product, and it's just so clean. Like she slays the clean girl makeup, and if you guys haven't checked her out, she's amazing. It has just been honestly the honor of my time that I was able to spend it doing something that honestly gave me so much power and confidence, and I was able to share that with other people. And it just, it's hard to say this was my path and you should follow that exact same path, because I didn't really have a path. It was something that honestly was handed to me, and I am so grateful. Again, I made some of my best friends. Like one of my really, really, really good friends is Simran Damana, and I met her through modeling. I literally, the first time we met was on a shoot date at Rick's Dessert Diner in Sacramento. So it has given me such a phenomenal time. And honestly, you guys will hear from some of my other friends who I also started modeling with, like the whole body positivity aspect of it. Somebody like Nisha from the Culture Room always slays. She is probably one of my favorite vendors of all time, because she is so size inclusive and her entire brand is so diverse. Like she has cocktail dresses, she has lehengas, she has anarkali, she has every like gowns, and her style is definitely way more like fusion, and I love it so much. And she's probably she's such a sweetheart. And I think that's another thing, is like when you meet people along the ride with all of these, all the different vendors that I've ever met, when you meet people that are genuinely like, that are like so kind and they're just so considerate of you, right? You want them to succeed. You want nothing more than for them to succeed. And I've done a lot of different shoots with Nisha, and honestly, she's just such a sweetheart. And I have such good things to say about pretty much everybody that I worked with. And honestly, like I cannot praise it enough. But one of the best things about modeling was the fact that it gave me this whole different aspect as to what goes on like behind the scenes for like vendors and everything like that. I think the industry level of knowledge is something that isn't like widely known. I guess the misconception is that vendors, like, you know, like this is all they do, and how like what the timeline looks like and everything like that. And I think to be to be a part of the industry, you get exposed to so many things and you start to realize like, oh, this is how things are done in like the back end of everything. That back end knowledge is really, really valuable because it kind of shows you that while vendors have timelines, they are actively pursuing other things. So I think it also gives you such a cool like insight into, okay, like when, like the expectation of like when are they going to respond or what's the timeline of getting things back and stuff like that. So it's also like been such a learning experience in that sense. And honestly, like I've had some bad experiences with vendors and stuff like that. But honestly, for the most part, I've been blessed to have really, really good experiences. And I think that's what I choose to focus on because it was such a time in my life. It's exactly what I needed. I feel like had I been allowed to kind of fester in the energy that I was currently in before before modeling and everything like that, I feel like I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be happier. I wouldn't have healed and all these things. It really did take me out of my depression. It took me out of everything. And in between like classes and all these other things, it gave me something to do. And I think that's another thing is like having a hobby is so important. And I think like when, like, especially for me personally, whenever I go into like these depressive episodes, having a moment where you're like, okay, this is something I really love to do. And no matter like rain or shine or however I feel, this is something that I'm going to continue to love what to do. And so a lot of these shoots were just a way for me to get out of bed. And it did that and so much more for me. And so that honestly, I think speaks to like volumes to the type of thing that like, you know, like modeling or like any sort of hobby can be. And honestly, like I'm so blessed that that was like kind of my start. And it honestly like was the launching pad to me becoming a content creator and everything. And part of the reason why I was so successful in doing this or anything on camera was because when I was really young, some of you may or may not know this, but my dad put me in front of the camera like literally as soon as I was born. My dad loved to capture pretty much everything. And so I have always grown up with a camera in my face. So being in front of the camera was never an issue. I have never been shy. I've never been like, you know, oh, I don't want to be filmed. I don't want to be recorded or anything like that. I have always been very, very comfortable. And it's almost like once the camera turns on, like I could feel however I could be doing whatever. I could be having like the worst day ever. But as soon as that camera turns on, it's like lights, camera, action, let's go. And I think that also contributes to having like a really good like balance with like collaborations and everything, because you really don't have to like it. You don't go out of your way. It's something that comes so second nature to you that you're like, hey, like, you know, I'm good for this, right? And so you could be feeling depressed, you could be feeling sad, you could be feeling whatever, but it's like, okay, you know? And again, like, I think that that's something that, like, I know a lot of people do struggle. having a podcast and having people in mind for guests and everything like that, and it's like, oh, I wouldn't want to do this because it's outside of my comfort zone. It really made me realize that this isn't so normal for something that's, for me personally, it's been so normalized to be in front of the camera and talk, and I literally can make a whole episode talking by myself. It was kind of like a different perspective to realize that a lot of people aren't comfortable in front of the camera and not everybody can do this. Again, like, no tea, no shade. I've just been really good at this. And I am so excited because I think, again, like a lot of like from when I started modeling to now, a lot of the things like my content has always morphed. So it went from being strictly pictures to like, you know, strictly all of that. And then like, you know, strictly collab work and everything. And strictly pictures to me doing reels and Instagram. And then it went into like me doing YouTube. And then it kind of went back to me doing reels and Instagram again. And then it kind of morphed into me having this podcast. And I can say without a shadow of a doubt that had I not started modeling, I don't think I would have had the skills or the necessary, like, I don't think I would have had like the courage almost to start doing videos and stuff like that. It's because a lot of people wanted to know, like, people wanted to know about my makeup, or people wanted to know, like, you know, had questions in general. And so I started making YouTube videos. I started you know, doing like thrifting hauls and shopping hauls and all these things. And honestly, it was because of you guys that I really started to do all of this. And it was something that everybody was like, hey, like, you know, like, we want to know about your makeup. We want to know, like, you know, what lipstick you're using, whatever. And so to me, I was like, okay, perfect. Like, I'll do that. And so it was honestly the gateway to everything. And it shaped me in such an amazing way. And I can do a whole different episode on how it shaped my body image and everything like that. And how it really made me feel comfortable in my own skin, which I hadn't felt in a while. And so yeah, it was such a phenomenal time. And again, like, I think it was so important for my own self growth to be able to do that, and here I am because of that. So that's how I feel about it. How my mom felt about it, completely different story. So my mom, when I first started modeling, did not like it at all. She hated the fact that I wanted to model. She had that same mentality of like most Indian parents, that where it's like, look ya gange, like, you know, what are people gonna think? What are people gonna say? Like, oh, that you're advertising, this, that, and the third. And I had to kind of convince her, like, hey, this is what it is. And eventually, like, I think for her, it was more so like she kind of saw how happy it made me. Like, she really gave me a lot of pushback on, like, I believe, like, the first three shoots that I did. So I had to keep them, like, super local. I had to keep them super local because my mom would not allow me to go out and do it and whatever. And especially because I wasn't, like, going to school at that point in time because it was the summer. I had to keep it super, super local. And I had to be like, you know what? I'm just going to Manteca, right? Like, Manteca is about, like, 10, 15 minutes from my hometown. And so I'd be like, no, I'm just going to Manteca, blah, 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 whatever. And so at first she was just like, very absolutely not. And like, no, like, you're not doing that. That's not what people do, and this, that, and the third. And then when she kind of realized that it really was empowering me and I was the happiest I'd ever been, and I was like, you know, like, doing all these things, then she kind of was like, oh, okay, I don't understand it, but I respect it. And I think that's like such an important piece to being like to the relationship that we have now, is like, I don't understand it, but I respect it. You know what I mean? And I think a lot of parents, they get stuck up in the fact of, I don't understand. I don't understand why you want to do what you want to do. I don't understand why you are the way that you are, or I don't understand how you could think of this or this, that, and the third. But I think for someone like my mom, who was just like, I don't understand this. I don't understand why you want to do this. I don't understand why you want to put yourself in that position, but I respect it. It's like, okay, you do what you want to do, but I don't really get it. And I am so blessed and honored to say that she gave me that space. And I thank her so much for it, that she gave me the space to kind of explore and do all these things, because it really allowed me to like kind of bring myself up out of like, you know, a depressive phase, and like really start to heal and start to meet other people and realize that the world is so fast, right? That's another thing that I think in that time period, I never really like realized, because I had just turned 21. And so, or I hadn't even turned 21 yet. I was going to turn 21. And so I was in such a peculiar position, because I think I'd never really realized how big the world was. I think it was because I had had so many friends for so long. And then after all of those relationships kind of like broke apart and I didn't have those anymore, I felt like I had no anchor in life. I felt like I was just kind of like floating. And so modeling was something that grounded me. I met so many different people. One of my good friends, Divya, that I literally owe the majority of my life currently to, because she made connections for me that I didn't even realize. Meeting her was also another thing, and like, you know, kind of figuring out that just because people leave your life doesn't mean that your life is over. And I truly subscribe to this I think after I started modeling, I started to subscribe to this philosophy that I once read, I believe on Pinterest one time, that people come into your life for a reason, season, or a lifetime, right? And so some people come to teach you a lesson, and that like they're there for just one very particular reason, and then they leave and then they exit, and that it is what it is, right? And then you have people who come into your life for a season where they come in and, like, you know, they're just there to do time pass, right? Which, again, like, very Indian concept, time pass. And then there are people that are there for a lifetime, right? The whole real, like, wisdom is to know who's who. If there's, like, a tree, you have people who are like leaves. Those are your season people who are going to come and go as the seasons change, as your life's change, right? It's like they're going to go, right? And then you have branches, and branches are people who are there for a reason, right? Like, branches are sturdy, but also branches break off, right? And so those are people who are going to be there for a while, but, you know, they're also going to eventually filter out, right? Then you have roots. And if you're lucky, you have some good deep roots. There are people that you might not see super often, but they keep you grounded. They keep you in the ground. They keep you, for all intents and purposes, alive, right? And so I think that's when I really started to subscribe to that mentality. And again, I have so many acquaintances that I've made. I've made some really good, like, strong friendships out of all of this. And it has just been an experience that, again, I think was so, so necessary for the next chapter of my life, which I am currently living. And again, I'm so blessed that, you know, my friend even thought of me at that point. Had she not, like, you know, there's so many different things that, like, you know, you think about, especially in the future, you think about the past and you think, like, you know, how did I get here? It's like all of these different things had to happen for you to get here, right? And that's why I'm such a true believer in the fact that you are exactly where you need to be right in this moment. Because if you weren't, then things wouldn't make sense, right? Like right now, this might, whatever you're facing, this is a call out to whoever's watching. Right now, you might be facing something that you're like, oh my God, I have no idea how I'm gonna get over this, right? But eventually, it's all gonna make sense. Eventually, you're gonna look back and you're gonna be like, I don't understand why I was so worried, right? Because I look back and I think, I'm like, I don't understand why I was so worried at that moment in time, because I was like, oh, I have no friends. I have no da da da, this and the third, right? And now I'm like, yo, that was honestly some of the best times of my life. And it's, I do believe in serendipity, but also I think that there's more. I think once you let go of a lot of, like, negative and toxic things, things get so much better really, really fast. At least they did for me, right? And every time that I let go of something, I feel like something better is always around the corner. It's just the way that my life has worked, right? I think that you're exactly where you need to be at this moment in time in order for things to work out in exactly the type of way that you need them to work out in. And that's something, again, like, it might sound really, really corny, but again, like, it's something that's so true. Something that I've realized, like, growing up especially, is, like, a lot of the cliches that you believe, that you're like, oh my God, that's so cliche. They're true. They're just true. Like, they're just inevitable truths that you never really think about until they come true, and then you're like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. So yeah, like, I honestly had such a phenomenal time. Again, if you want to model, literally just ask. If there's somebody who's starting out to do hair and makeup, if there's somebody starting out to do, like, content creation, whatever, ask. Because more likely than not, like, if, especially if they're just starting out, they want that. They want the practice. They want to be able to, you know, practice, like, you know, doing makeup, doing pictures, whatever it may be, right? Just ask. And sometimes you're not going to get, like, you know, the most phenomenal result, but if you get your foot in the door, eventually something will pop up where you'll have a really good opportunity to do something for somebody else, right? And honestly, a lot of modeling and everything, is a lot of this is also just relationship management. And I truly believe that in most aspects of our lives, is relationship management is a huge part of just life in general, but especially if you want to be in this space as, like, a professional, relationship management is literally the key to all of this. If you're good at managing your relationships, if you're good at, like, you know, communicating and all these things, you'll probably get into things. For me, it was like the biggest thing was always, like, keeping the relationship open, keeping the door open, you know, hitting people up, always supporting people when they posted things and everything like that, and always just being there and being supportive, because that's honestly all it is. Especially when, as somebody who has started multiple businesses, I have realized that, like, support is literally it. You build everything, especially in the foundation stages, you build everything brick by brick. You build it one brick at a time, one fan at a time, one follower at a time. Like, you literally build everything, like, one person at a time. And if you are good at like just supporting and being like, you know, people's like cheerleaders, you can start off in that foundation phase. And like, again, there's so much talent, especially in our community. There's so much talent, and a lot of people, like when they start out a new venture, it's so hard to gain that retention rate. Because if anything, if you can't, like, if somebody in your friend group is starting out like a jewelry business, for example, and you don't have the funds to be able to spend and support them, just share their posts, share their stories, whatever it is, share whatever they have going on, because if anything, that helps, the algorithm helps. And that's another thing, the homie discount needs to be banned, because I cannot tell you how many people come to me and they're like, oh, what's my discounted price, whatever, this, that, and the third, right? And to that I say, even if you are somebody that I genuinely care about, if you ask me for a discount, now all of a sudden you're not getting a discount, right? Like, I've had people who don't know me who like, you know, like, especially like, for example, like my small business box pedals, right? I have people who support me that will pay full price, that will pay shipping, everything included. I've had people leave me tips, even though all of my stuff is literally accounted for in the price that I give people, right? But they'll leave me a tip or whatever, and they're more than happy to pay full price, right? And they'll support me, they'll share it with their friends and family, they'll order for their friends and family, and they will just go above and beyond to make sure that I feel supported, right? Whereas some people that I talk to on like a daily basis won't even share my posts. And to that I say, you can't be doing that. Do not ask people for a discount, especially if they're starting off, especially in the service industry, doing hair and makeup, doing decor, doing whatever. Like, do not ask people for discounts, because chances are they're already like, their prices are already so low, right? They're already so low, and if anything, you want to support them. Isn't that correct? Right? If you go up to your friend and like your friend, for instance, has a decor company, and your first instinct is like, oh, I'm getting married, what kind of discount will you give me? Right? Come on. You know, like, it, you have to build those relationships, and you have to build them in a way where people feel valued, right? For them to be able to be successful. Because at the end of the day, if you, like, this is me personally, again, I'm a little bit petty, but if you ask me for a discount, all of a sudden I'm not thinking that you're my friend, right? Because my friends would support me, and they would go ahead and pay full price, right? They wouldn't ask for a discount. They'd be like, okay, what's your rate? And they would pay me that rate. So again, and that's another thing for a lot of small business owners, do not sell yourself short. Set your prices at a reasonable limit. Obviously, don't charge, I mean, charge what you're worth. But again, like, if you're starting out and your clientele can only pay you a certain amount, obviously, like, you know, take that, and then take also, okay, like, you know, what would be worth your time. Again, I see a lot of people undervaluing their talent and their creativity, and to me, that, like, again, and then they'll ask you for a discount on top of that, like, not realizing that your prices are really reasonable for what you do. Decor is a really good example, because a lot of the things that you do that you see isn't even the full extent of the product, right? For photography, it's literally you go there, you take the pictures, then you have to edit, right? For decor, it's you have to go and you have to set up, and then, you know, then that happens, and you have to come back for teardown, right? So it's like, obviously, like, that's you should be factoring that into your prices, right? Because, like, when I started box pedals, let me tell you something, I did not charge. I charged for supplies and supplies only. I did not charge for my labor time. I did not charge for all the hours and hours that it took me. I did not charge for, like, how labor intensive things were, or how much glue I used. I literally only charged for, okay, this is how much the box costs. And then, like, you know, I would charge them for how much, like, the cardstock costs and maybe the price of the vinyl. And, like, you got a really, really low number. And then I had to, like, raise my prices, because I was like, I'm not making any money, right? And then you start to realize, you're like, oh, maybe I should have just started charging, like, a reasonable rate in the beginning, because then now people are accustomed to a certain price. Now you have to give it to them, right? Especially if they're a returning customer. Because I had some returning customers who were like, oh, well, it was $50 cheaper last time. And I was like, yeah, because I made zero profit. I didn't even pay myself. I lost money. I lost time. I lost money sending you this, right? So, again, that's just a little tip for, like, small business owners, because I've worked with so many and I've seen, like, so many, like, found, like, the foundational build of so many companies. It's like, charge what is reasonable, charge what you feel like is fair, and go from there, because honestly, that will bring you to the right clientele. And that's another thing is, like, well, if you feel like your clientele won't be paying that, it's like, you know, obviously find clientele that fits whatever, like, you know, if you're a luxury, like, if you clean luxury handbags for a living, you're not going to be cleaning, like, you know, your clientele is of a socioeconomic caliber, right? So how do you get there? You might have to clean some, like, you know, Michael Kors, some regular purses or whatever, right? But then you'll get to, like, you know, eventually, like, one, like, word of mouth is also another thing. Is like, I'm always talking about people that I absolutely love in the industry, because word of mouth is literally the best way to market, right? I'm constantly talking about things. Like, there was a girl on TikTok that was, like, looking for recommendations in, like, the Napa, like, Sacramento area for, like, a makeup artist. And I was like, oh, boom, 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 boom. These people, like, you know. And to me, like, I'm always going to be talking about people who I really enjoy and I love, and I love seeing their work. Because, again, like, if you do good, like, you do good, right? And so that's always been my thing, is, like, always, like, you know, just, like, show love. Even if it's not, like, through post or whatever, like, I show love to people who I think are, like, phenomenal. I literally am of the mindset of, like, if there's a need, like, oh, you need a photographer. Oh, you need a so-and-so. Oh, my friend does this. My friend does this. My friend does this. I literally will not shut up about how my friends do all these things. Because, again, if somebody's going to be paying for a service, I'd rather go into my friend's pockets, right? And that's another thing I think a lot of, like, Indian, like, businesses sometimes will feel like, oh, this is a competition, this, that, and the third. But it's really not. Like, there's more than enough business to go around. And it's like, you know, I'm always going to be promoting people that I really love and that I truly feel like are really good quality, like, you know, like, creatives, and their quality speaks for themselves. Of course, like, again, like, my stamp of approval is kind of high. Like, again, like, I have to have worked with you. It had to have worked out, right? But I have no problem plugging people that I feel like do phenomenal work. So that's another thing, is, like, you know, if you're looking for that, always support people, because, again, like, they're way more likely to give you chances than if you don't. Like, I've always supported some like, certain brands, and I've always had, like, you know, like, they've always been like, hey, we are more than happy to work with you because you are willing and able to support us, right? Especially when people have, like, you know, 100 followers, 200 followers, whatever. So get in early, support people, and keep showing that love, because, again, like, they will ask you, because what's better than somebody who absolutely loves your brand representing your brand, right? Like, if you love somebody's brand, like, for example, I don't know if Filgotti Co. is still in business, but Filgotti Co., I loved their shirts. I bought some of their shirts. I supported them when they were, like, just, like, an infantile, like, stages, right? And I love their whole brand so much. And eventually, like, literally, like, there was a point in time, again, this was so cool because it was so random. Like, she hit me up and she was like, hey, I appreciate your support as always. And there was a point where she literally had me model most of her clothing, and my face was plastered. I think I still have a video of that. My face was literally plastered all over their website. And it was such a cool experience, because it was just something that I'd, like, never, like, streetwear was never my style. But they were always so comfortable. So I was like, oh, perfect, right? But it was because I supported from, like, the very beginning, and I was just always there, right? And, like, you know, even, like, Evotique, a lot of the things that I got to do with Evotique was because I was always there. Like, I was always supporting, like, hyping people up. And it was so cool. And I'll do, like, a little montage of some of my favorite collabs. And it was, again, the Culture Room, again, like, another thing. absolutely love their stuff, absolutely love her, absolutely love like the culture that they're trying to build. Just again, just be there and like always ask, hey, if you ever need anybody. Or it like a lot of makeup artists, and I know a lot of like a lot of people who are trying to collaborate, they'll put out casting calls of like, hey, like, you know, X, Y, and Z, like we need X, like, you know, X and this, that, and the third, right? Always ask, because you never know. And you know, you put yourself out there, the worst that can happen is no, right? And again, that's nothing against you. That's usually because like if you see it at hour 18, there's already like 13 people that have inquired about it, right? So that's always been my advice. I hope this is helpful, because I feel like a lot of people ask me, I hope that this has been helpful, because I feel like a lot of people ask me like, hey, how did you get into it? How, you know, this, that, and the third. And again, if you guys want more tips and tricks and whatever, I am more than happy to give it to you guys from my knowledge that I know. I do want to get back into it. I love making connections. I love networking. I am such a gabber, as you can tell, that I absolutely love making those connections. I love giving people like access. I mean, not access, but like I love people meeting other people, because I definitely feel like I'm just a social butterfly. So like making connections is never really hard for me. So yeah, like, you know, if you guys have any questions, hit me up. I can do like another, like maybe I can do like a Q&A or something like that, in like a long form style content type thing. And we can talk about it from there, and I can do a part two if you guys want to know like more in depth of like how I did all these things and everything like that. But that is all that I have for you guys today. I hope you guys enjoyed this. This is definitely a different one. I don't think I've ever talked about this, but again, like if you guys have any specific questions, let me know, because I am more than willing to help out in whatever ways I can. Don't sell yourself short. That's all I will say. Don't sell yourself short. Always believe in yourself more than anything, because I think that confidence exudes. And I think that attracts people. Something that I really learned from one of, like, again, TikTok, like, sometimes that's really good nuggets. And this TikTok, she was like, you know, I want to be the type of person that, like, you know, once you walk into a room, you control that room. Everyone's like, you know, like, everyone wants to come up to you. Everyone wants to talk to you, this, that, and the third. And being one of those people is literally just confidence. It's being confident in who you are, being confident in the how you, like, you know, how you carry yourself and everything, and the poise that you bring. And so, honestly, like, just be that girl. Like, you know, just be confident in yourself. Know your worth. Always know that you bring something to the table. And literally just go for it. Like, again, like, the worst that they can say is no. And even that's not that bad. So, again, that is all that I have for you guys today. Let me know what you guys think about this. Let me know if you guys want to see more of me by myself. We do have some really fun content coming up for you guys. We have some really special guests, and we have some really cool topics coming up, and I'm really excited to share those with you guys. And yeah, don't forget to do the YouTube things. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. If you are listening to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Jio7, don't forget to follow and give us 5 stars all around. Review us. It really does help boost the algorithm. And yeah, I am excited, and it's going to be... You guys are going to love the next few episodes. I am so proud of the next few episodes. But don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And I will see you in an episode super, super soon. Bye.